Good morning. Here is our reading today, Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Shilon, like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calf, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. The word of the Lord. Father, may you bless the reading of your word to our hearts for your name's sake. Amen. Great God of wonders, all thy ways display thine attributes divine, but the bright glories of thy grace above thine other wonders shine. Who is a pardoning God like thee, or who has grace so rich and free? Pardon from an offended God. Pardon for sin of deepest dye. Pardon bestowed through Jesus' blood. Pardon that brings the rebel nigh. Who is a pardoning God like thee, or who has grace so rich and free? Loving Father God, this morning, we come in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we lift you up today and we honor you and we thank you for who you are. You are great. You are awesome. You are holy. You are righteous. Father God, this morning, it's a wonderful privilege today to come before your presence, dear Father God, to enter into your courts with praise and to offer our thanksgiving, dear Father God, to you, Almighty God, whose ears are ever open to our cry, who does not desire sacrifice and offerings, but, dear Father God, who desires your people to just praise you and to walk in obedience, dear Father God. And so, Lord, I bring everyone who is listening right now, holy and righteous Father God, I bring them to you. Lord, you know them by name. You know them by nature. You know the very hairs on their heads. Father, they are numbered. Oh, dear Father God, you know they are down sitting. You know the uprising. You know they are going out and they are coming in. Oh, Father God, I bring them. I bring their children. I bring their children's children in the mighty name of Jesus. I bring their cousins, their sisters, their brothers, their friends, their families in laws, dear Father God. I bring their co-workers, their employees, their employers in the mighty and precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I bring them. Father, if there's any confusion in families, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you, dear Lord Jesus, would intervene. Father, if there's brokenness, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that, dear Lord, you will mend the broken relationships, mend broken hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. And as I pray for them, Lord, I pray for my own family. I pray for my sisters, my brothers, my sisters-in-laws, my nieces, nephews, cousins, in the mighty name of Jesus, my friends, dear Father God, my acquaintances, my prayer partners, in the mighty name of Jesus, my colleagues, near and far, dear Father God, I bring them. And dear Father God, I ask you, dear Father God, to give unto them strength, dear Father God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that, dear Lord Jesus, they would give unto you the glory that is due to your name. They would worship you in the beauty of holiness, dear Father God, because when their praises go up, all the blessings come down because you inhabit the praises of your people. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that everyone who is listening would recognize your voice. Dear Father God, sometimes you speak in a very still voice, dear Father God, and sometimes, dear Father God, you speak loudly, but you always speak. You speak to us through your word, and I pray that as that songwriter could say, word of God, speak. Oh, Holy Father God, speak to your people. Speak to those who are listening through these Psalms, dear Lord Jesus. Let them recognize that your voice is powerful. Oh, dear Father God, that your voice is full of majesty. Let them remember, dear Father God, and recognize that your voice can break cedars. Father God, let them remember, Lord, that your voice can divide flames of fire. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, let them know that your voice can cause the animals to bring forth and cause people to bring forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that they would recognize that you, dear Lord Jesus, you are the ruler of heaven and earth. You sit on the floods. You sit as king forever. Father God, let them appropriate this verse and move forward today, dear Father, in your strength. Accept that strength that you have given. Hear what your word says in Psalm 29, the last verse. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Father, this is not a maybe. Oh, Father God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that someone who is listening today would accept that strength, would accept that blessing, dear Father God, but help them to remember that your promises are conditional, that, dear Father God, when you give a promise, Father, there's a condition that must be met. I pray that everyone who is listening today, if they do not have a personal relationship with you, that they would reach out and touch you in the mighty name of Jesus. That they would reach out and agree with you that they are sinners, that your word says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That they would reach out, dear Father God, in faith, believing that you love them. In faith, believing that Jesus came and lived and walked on this earth, a sinless, spotless lamb. Oh, dear Father God, who came to take away the sin of the world, but that you will not break into their hearts and enter. You're inviting them, dear Father God, to open up their hearts to you, to trust you as Lord and Savior, to believe that you died, that you were buried, and that you rose again, and that you are now in heaven, seated in the heavenly places, interceding on their behalf. But how can you intercede on their behalf if they don't trust you as Lord and Savior? So I pray in the name of Jesus that they would believe on you, trust you as Lord and Savior, and see you do great and mighty things for them. Oh, dear Father God, as your hands are stretched out towards them today, Lord, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that they would trust you as Lord and Savior, that they would cast all their cares upon you, knowing that you know the end in the beginning. What a privilege it is to know that you, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, that you love them with an everlasting love. Father God, you've said it in Jeremiah, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. And so, Father God, I bring those who are bereaved right now. Oh, dear Father God, I bring my friend, Lord Jesus. And she knows, dear Father God, who she is, Lord. I bring my family, Lord, and they know who they are. I bring them, Lord, Father God, all my prayer partners. Father, I bring all who listen. They know who they are, dear Father God, and they know what they're seeking you for. Father God, I pray that you would heal. Father, I pray that you will comfort. Father God, I pray that you will restore. Father God, I pray that you will mend relationships. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, dear Father God, that your Holy Spirit will have your divine way in their lives. They will trust you as Lord and Savior, to cast their cares upon you and walk away and look at you, do great things. So dear Father God, the God of all comfort, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would comfort families today, that you would bless, Father, those, dear Father God, who are calling out to you for whatever. Oh Father God, I believe that you have heard. I believe that you have answered, and it is well. Thank you. We bless you and we honor you. We give you all the glory and all the praise. Have your divine way. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Remember, God loves you. God cares. No one ever cares for you like Jesus. And remember that I love you.